Welcome to the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Friday afternoon, August 2nd, 2024, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of business and corporate news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin, starting off with our first headline.
South China Sea Newswire celebrates 1 year of success. The South China Sea Newswire is celebrating its first anniversary, marking a year of success since its launch. Initially created to aggregate various sources of information on the South China Sea, the Newswire now offers reposted articles, social media coverage, and original content by experts and the public. Partnering with Paragon, the Newswire uses AI-enriched technology to gather news data from global sources. With a growing team, advisory board, and increased social media engagement, the Newswire has seen over 1,900 unique visitors since its inception. Editor-in-Chief James Borton expresses gratitude to the team, advisory board, Paragon, and supporters for their dedication. Looking ahead, the Newswire team is excited for the future and all that can be achieved.
Apple Rush Company Inc. announces acquisition of trucking company to fuel growth. Acquisition expected to increase top-line revenues by over $10 million in 2025. Apple Rush Company Inc. has announced the acquisition of Stotland Trucking, LLC, a last-mile hauler based in Texas. This move is expected to increase Apple Rush's top-line revenues by over $10 million in 2025. Stotland Trucking specializes in short-haul logistics and currently has revenues exceeding $7 million. CEO Tony Torgerud expressed excitement about the acquisition, stating that it aligns with their plans of becoming a fully vertically integrated holding company. With this acquisition, Apple Rush Company's revenue is projected to surpass $20 million in 2025. The strategic move aims to save costs on freight expenses within the beverage industry and enhance operational efficiencies. Derek Stotland, president of Stotland Trucking, highlighted the partnership as a growth opportunity, focusing on expanding their regional system and acquiring additional contracts for hauling.
Benchmark International unveils the 2024 Global Energy and Power Industry Report. Benchmark International has unveiled its highly anticipated 2024 Global Energy and Power Industry Report, offering crucial insights into the evolving global energy sector. With electricity demand expected to grow at an average of 3.4% annually through 2026 and a compound annual growth rate of 4.84% from 2024 to 2028, key drivers include increasing energy needs in emerging markets, global electrification, and the rising demand for green hydrogen. The report highlights the global shift towards renewable energy, projecting a doubling of renewables in the global power mix over the next two decades. Despite this, demand for oil, gas, and coal is set to reach record levels driven by regional needs and market dynamics. Key highlights include solar energy leading U.S. electricity generation growth, significant growth in energy storage, and active M&A activity in the renewable energy space. For stakeholders in the energy sector, this report is a valuable resource for strategic planning and investment decision-making. New co-CEO of Brand Engagement Network talks future of AI. Paul, the new co-CEO of Brand Engagement Network, recently discussed the future of AI in a conversation with Benzinga. Brand Engagement Network, known as BEN, specializes in conversational AI technology and human-like AI avatars, offering personalized AI engagement in industries with workforce gaps. Chang shared his vision for the company's growth and innovation. For more information, visit Benzinga's website. This post contains sponsored content and is for informational purposes only.
7 million tons of copper ready to go, right here in the U.S. Gordon Neal, president and CEO of World Copper Ltd., recently discussed the company's oxide copper-focused exploration projects in Arizona and Chile on Benzinga's All Access. The Arizona Zonia project boasts a significant amount of copper, a crucial element in the global energy transition for various applications like electric vehicles and solar power. World Copper Ltd., UFF, is poised to tap into the 7 million tons of copper reserves right here in the U.S. For more information, visit Benzinga's website.
Meet launches revolutionary social discovery app with $5 million turnover in first week. Meet, the revolutionary social discovery app, has made a splash with a $5 million turnover in its first week. The app, dubbed the Google of Human Resources and Communications, leverages blockchain-based meet-to-earn technology to connect users with potential business partners, friends, and romantic interests. With three community levels and a unique bumping technology, users can generate tokens and engage with others in a meaningful way. The app's user base has grown rapidly, with tens of thousands already filling out profiles and choosing their meeting purposes. Meet CEO Evgeny Gavrilin envisions the app as a platform for growth and development, offering new features like entertainment programs and crowdsourcing tools. For more information, visit their Hakes account at @meet_app. Overview of Consumer Staples Select Sector SPDR Fund XLP Portfolio Composition. The Consumer Staples Select Sector SPDR Fund XLP focuses on the consumer staples sector, offering exposure to essential goods and services. Top holdings include Procter & Gamble, Costco Wholesale, Walmart, Coca-Cola, and PepsiCo. With assets over $15 billion, XLP emphasizes large-cap companies with an expense ratio of 0.09%. The fund aims to reflect the consumer staples sector by targeting companies that produce and distribute essential goods and services. This information is for research purposes only and should not be considered investment advice. For more information, visit sectorspdrs.com.
Partnership to build $400 million Protopian Municipality in Utah County. Rainbird Development Company, BLLC, has partnered with Rainbird Village Municipality to build a resident-owned producer cooperative in Utah County. The aim is to create a home rule community based on the concept of thrivability. By studying various community models, the partners settled on a design inspired by the Mondragon Cooperative, focusing on employee ownership, limited hierarchy, and liquid democracy. Residents will work as employee owners in areas like municipal operations, food production, education, healthcare, and more. Housing will be provided, eliminating the need for mortgage payments. The community will offer fresh food options, education services, healthcare, and banking through a credit union. This innovative model aims to empower residents to control their prosperity and thrive in a convivial community. Rainbird Development is now seeking funding to make this prototype a reality in Utah County. DevBlink AI launches. DevBlink AI has officially launched, aiming to enhance collaboration between human developers and artificial intelligence. The company's cutting-edge platforms and technologies facilitate seamless cooperation, boosting productivity, accelerating development processes, and providing innovative solutions. DevBlink AI believes in empowering, not replacing, human developers, offering tools to integrate AI into workflows as a valuable co-pilot. The AI-agnostic engine can work with various models like OpenAI, Claude, Llama, and Gemini. Collaborating with top developers globally, DevBlink AI's tools emphasize pair programming and incremental development. Noteworthy features include DevSkills, automating tasks like writing unit tests and upgrading libraries, allowing tech teams to focus on innovation. The platform tailors bespoke solutions for businesses, from customer engagement tools to ERPs and CRMs. Executive Chairman Michael Flynn, along with a skilled founding team, leads DevBlink AI into a new era of human-AI collaboration, aiming to empower developers, amplify capabilities, and foster innovation.
It's finally here, introducing the Mastermind Business Academy, industry-leading advisors, coaches, and admins to help build your business. Mastermind.com, co-owned by industry giants Dean Graziosi and Tony Robbins, is thrilled to announce the launch of the Mastermind Business Academy. This revolutionary program is designed specifically for individuals with knowledge-based businesses who are ready to accelerate their growth, streamline their processes, and achieve success faster and more efficiently. The Academy provides access to a full-time team of advisors, coaches, consultants, and tech admins to propel participants toward their business goals. Features include an action plan assessment, personal success advisor, daily live group coaching sessions, tech admins, and a private academy community. Enrollment is now open at an exclusive introductory price. For more information, visit the Academy website. Mastermind.com is committed to helping entrepreneurs succeed in the digital economy.
Learn and Play Montessori School announces tour opportunities for Hercules program of daycare, preschool, and kindergarten. Learn and Play Montessori School is excited to announce tour opportunities for its newly opened Hercules, California campus. Parents and guardians looking for daycare, preschool, and kindergarten in Hercules are encouraged to book a tour as the schedule opens in early August. Kieran Gruel, co-founder of Learn and Play Montessori, emphasizes the importance of early decision-making to secure a spot in the top-quality program before spaces fill up. The Hercules CA campus offers a unique blend of Montessori-inspired education and age-appropriate STEM activities, creating a fun and engaging learning environment. Parents interested in providing their children with an early advantage in their educational journey are urged to visit the website to learn more or book a tour of the new Hercules campus. Research shows that children who begin their educational journey with a high-quality preschool program gain a significant early advantage that can lead to lifelong benefits. By investing in their child's early education and securing a place in a top-tier program, parents are making a strategic decision that will provide their children with the tools and mindset necessary to thrive in all aspects of life.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.